The world makes a sound that doesn't have a name. Mara had tried over 12 years to find one. Hum was too musical. Pressure was closer, but pressure implied pushing. And this was more like presence, the way a room has a different quality when it's been lived in versus when it's just been built. She'd tried the feeling right before a thunderstorm, except it never becomes the storm, which is the most accurate thing she'd ever written. But when she showed it to the specialist, Dr. Bergson, he'd looked at her the way people looked at her, carefully, like he was deciding if what she had was contagious, and asked how long she'd been having these intrusive thoughts. They're not intrusive, she had wanted to say. They're just thoughts. She had learned to stop trying. 43 chairs. She'd counted them twice, because that's what she did when a room got loud. Not regular loud. Rooms could be quiet as a library and still loud in the way she meant. The other kind of loud. The kind that had nothing to do with sound. The waiting room of the Reykjavik Social Services building smelled like industrial cleaner and someone else's lunch, and beneath that, underneath it all, the faint, compressed stillness she had spent her life assuming was just how rooms felt. Like the air had been turned down slightly, like something was missing from it and had been for a long time. She sat in chair 17, which was near the window, but not under the fluorescent light that hummed slightly off pitch. She could feel that hum behind her back teeth, a thin, persistent ache, and held her notebook in her lap and waited for Freya. This was the pattern. Freya went to the desk. Mara sat. Forms were processed or not. They went home, or to wherever home was this month. Freya was patient, wore the same three cardigans in rotation, and never asked Mara to talk about her feelings, which was the main reason Mara trusted her. The notebook was small and blue, with a spiral binding that had started to separate from the cover. She wrote in it in letters she had made deliberately small. After the incident with a school counselor who had found her old notebook and read it out loud to her parents, foster parents, with a look on her face that was supposed to be concerned, but had felt to Mara's sternum like something else entirely. She opened it now. Tuesday, October, 43 chairs, fluorescent light, third tube from the left, slightly off, man by the door. She looked up. The man by the door was 50 or so, jacket slightly too big, reading a form he wasn't reading. He looked completely calm. His anger was sitting in Mara's sternum like a stone dropped in still water, still sinking. She wrote, "He doesn't know yet that he's angry." She hesitated. Then she crossed it out, because she had learned what happened when she left things like that on the page where someone could find them.